day 8, the one problem. Thank you very much for listening to the Happier People podcast again. Today, I have an idea here that helps me a lot. It's called the one problem, and therefore the one solution. It simplifies all of the other issues I have in my life down to the same problem every time in every circumstance. I'll explain to you how it worked this morning. For some reason, when I get out of bed, I have a hard time with my mood first thing in the morning. I try and do my daily prayers where I get down on my knees and ask God to keep me sober and to help me be a good person. I ask to do God's will, to see it, what the will for me is today, and have the power to carry it out. So I do that before I get out of bed. And then what happens once I get out of bed? I'm immediately looking for some reason to be upset. This morning, it was some ridiculously trivial thing. I think I didn't like the way my wife responded to my question about my daughter's diaper. I mean, if you would have seen it, you would have not been able to detect anything wrong, more than likely. And yet, I found some problem with life as soon as I get up. And I'm not sure exactly even how this happens or why it is like that. I've just noticed that right when I get up in the morning, there's a 50-50 shot. I'm essentially problem hunting for some issue. Something's not right. And this morning, well, my wife, she shouldn't be doing that. Why does she do this to me in the morning? And that thought gets going round and round in my head. So thankfully, I've learned to, okay, give her some space. Let's just have this thought run around in my head by itself. Look at it, see what's going on with it. And then this thought I had helped me slip right back out of that. Look, it's the one problem again. You have no real issue with your wife. The real issue is with life itself. With all of creation, the whole universe is wrong. Because if it wasn't, that wouldn't have happened that way. What this idea I call then is the one problem. If you like the word God, the one problem you can have is that God's universe isn't correct. It's not made according to how you think it should be. If you don't like God, you can just remove that signpost and look at it as a problem with life generally, or with all of creation, or with the whole world. Because any problem you have with one part of the world is a problem with the entire world. And once you see that, then you are able, like I am, to see there's only one real problem ever. And it's the same one all the time. I like the word God because that works for me. It helps me be guided to the ultimate reality to which it points. And it's simple enough with three letters for me to wrap my head around the idea that every problem I have is really an issue with God. It all goes back that direction. Because if I'm mad at my wife, aren't I mad at God for having both or either created her wrong or created me wrong that I should have a problem with her? And then the same thing for anyone else in my life. My wife is my best friend and the person I'm closest to. And therefore, in my experience, most of the time we have problems first with the people we're closest to simply because we spend the most time with them and they're around the most and they love us the most. And that's where we want to go tinker and say to the whole creator of all everything, well, you didn't do that right. Now, you should have made her a little bit more like this. And it's funny because whenever my mind starts to criticize my wife, I also then remember I like my wife how she is. And if she were to be different, then you'd be changing her away from something I like, someone I love. I like that my wife is sassy, that she keeps me on my toes. My wife is outstanding for helping me with my spiritual practice. She jokes around a lot. And if I can't take her jokes, that's usually because I'm in the middle of the one problem. If I'm not in the middle of the one problem, then it's hard for me to have a problem. If I'm okay with how all of life is, then what is there to take an issue with? This appears absurdly in my life today because my life is so nice today. I have a beautiful, perfect life. There's nothing wrong with it. And yet I can find stuff wrong with it. Oh, my business, I don't like how that's going. Or my relationship with my wife, I don't like how that's going. Or my daughter, I don't like how she's doing this or that. Or my in-laws, they live across the street. Oh, I don't like how they're doing this or that. Or then some guy driving down the street. If everything else, if all those things I just named are absolutely perfect, then I'll find some random person. Well, I don't like the way that person looked at me. Well, I don't like how this person's driving. Well, I don't like what this person just said. Well, I don't like how that person's looking at me. You see, when everything in my life is perfect, the problem is very easy to detect. And yet, it's very subtle. Because you might not think the waiter at the restaurant, or what is something, an issue I had recently. There are difficult times for me to even remember issues I've had with other people. Because I see this happen so fast with other people. It's almost easier to lie to myself and say that something's wrong with my wife or family or friends than it is with a random person. I see how stupid it is almost immediately to take issue with the whole universe because of some random person. Here's one I had recently with my friend. I've never actually met him, but we've played video games online for 8 years. He took a gun in the game I was playing with him. We were playing Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Zombies. There's one really good gun, and then there's one very good gun, and then all the rest of the others are kind of about the same. I was playing with two of my friends, and one of them took the really good one after I and him, I thought we agreed before the game, that I could have that really good gun. And he took it, and then I rationalized that I wanted it because I was the only one who knew how to upgrade it. He took it and figured out how to upgrade it and then wouldn't give it to me. And man, I was mad, and I was on my live stream, so there's people watching it live, and we played for 6 hours, one game of Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Zombies to round 65, and it took 6 hours. And for about an hour or two, I was mad at him. I was pissed. How dare you take that gun? I was ready to end the friendship of 8 years because he wouldn't give me that gun. And then it's right back to the same thing. There's no real problem with him. It's the problem with the whole universe again. It's not that he's doing something. It's that you're afraid you're going to look stupid on your stream having to use all the regular guns and not getting to look like the big man that's taking care of his teammates, but the one who's got the worst guns who's barely trying to make it and help out. That's what you're really afraid of. You don't really have an issue with him. You're afraid of how you look. You're afraid of how you look because you don't trust the whole universe to be created correctly. You're down to trying to impress people and working under the assumption that the universe isn't created correctly. Now you can see how stupid these problems appear in my life today. Because you might be able to look at it and say, well, of course, that's pretty silly to be upset over your friend having taken some gun in the game, right? Well, then the key is to notice these things going on in you in real time. For me to see today, as soon as this thought hit me, oh, it's the one problem again, I couldn't hold any more grudge against my wife because she hadn't done anything in the first place. It was all in my mind. Once I saw the one problem again, then I went straight back to the stores. And I saw how ridiculous it was. I'd literally just been down on my knees praying to God to know God's will for me and asking to be of service. And then what am I do getting out of bed? As soon as I'm out of bed, I'm basically saying, oh, God, look, you messed this up. You messed this up. Look, 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 look. I'm not going to be happy until you fix this. Wait a minute. And then I said, look, okay, God, it's me again. I'm sorry. I know it's been about 5 minutes now since I talked before. I don't know why I'm doing this right now. Everything's just perfect. Would you help me see that? I'm sorry. I'm fighting against you again. Help. And then I went and said good morning properly to my wife because up until then I hadn't done that. I told her I love you. I gave her a hug. I watched our daughter while she got ready to go out with her. and everything's restored to normal. These are little things in my life today, but all the big problems in my life had this same basic functionality. 6 or so years ago, I was to the point of not even wanting to live anymore, going crazy over this girl at work, just insane over her. And I was not being the best about it either. I'd be just all lovey, oh, you're the greatest one day. And then the next day, I'd just be sending her nasty text messages and calling her up saying I didn't want to talk anymore. I was insane over her. And the whole world was wrong because of her. And then guess what? I wouldn't even notice when the one problem switched channels. So if you think about the one problem in your life, like a TV, the TV is showing your one problem. And what happens is you flip channels on it. Your one problem might be your partner. And so your partner's on, you'll be praying, or your whatever you're doing, you'll be on yourself. Well, all right, I'm going to be a really good partner. Whatever it is you do to try and work with the one problem. Then your partner will line up. Okay, they're doing exactly what you want. They're looking good. They're being nice. All right. Then you change the channel. All right, now it's my child or my parents. I've had my mother's been on the one problem channel a lot, which that's why I came down from heaven to be with her, right? My mother's been on the one. So for me, it'd go from my business. I have a God bag I keep in my house that I haven't used much lately, and I need to get my notepad over here to use it again. The first year and a half that I used that a lot, in the God bag basically, you admit the one problem and drop it in the bag, and then you go back over the year before, the month before, whatever it is, and you look at all those problems in there. When I looked at mine, half of them were my business. Written down either as the website itself, Udemy, or some particular problem, Udemy reviews, Udemy sales, co-instructors, whatever it was. So half of my one problem was my business. And then my mother was in there several times. My wife was in there a time or two. So if you look at your life, the problems in your life is basically a TV. And what you do is just flip channels. So for me, it's, I guess it was actually 7 years ago, I was insane over this girl, just crazy about her. This ended up leading to me losing my job, but not before I did wreak lots more havoc there and had more problems. So as soon as the problem with her stops, it's replaced with another girl. All of a sudden, I'm insane over some other girl. And I've completely forgotten for a little while the one before. And now it's this new one I'm insane over. And then I had no space in my life. The problems, the things I went insane over, I couldn't even see that there was another way to live. Now, thankfully, I realize my whole life isn't the TV of my problems. And in fact, if I don't want anything to be on, or I don't want to be upset, I either accept whatever's on, okay, it's going to be my mom on today, or my wife, or my daughter. What's been on lately for me is my business. My business has been having some special on my problem TV lately, and that's been on most of the last several months. And then brief interludes where a family member or a friend, as my friend did, my friend was on for a couple hours while we were playing zombies. Now today, I either am peaceful, okay, that's what's in the problem box now, that's fine, or the TV is turned off, and there's no problems on. That doesn't mean they're not still there, but I'm not looking at any of them. Once you see that every problem in your life has this basic similarity, that at the core of every problem in your life, it's a disagreement with all of creation. You disagree with all of creation based on the evidence you're looking at right now. And once you are able to transcend that by accepting all of creation with its apparent flaws and problems, including your own mind's ability to detect or create illusions for all these problems, then the problems tend to pass a lot faster, and whatever's on isn't the whole world. 7 years ago when I was single and obsessed over one girl after another and my job and gaming with my friends, I guess much the same as now, except the one girl's my wife, then I didn't have any space to hardly see anything else. If I was having some problem, I couldn't hardly even talk about or focus on anything else. Everyone in my life heard about the same problem. And the same problem over and over again, until the point many times people would say, "You can't talk about this girl with me anymore. I don't want to hear about her anymore." My parents got burnt out on the one girl I went insane about after a few weeks. They said, "Please don't talk to us about her anymore." And then, of course, then after a while, they said, "Please stop telling us about every new girl you're excited about," which often would be, I just would have got the phone number. "Would you please just tell us once you've gotten to know one a bit more? All the names and all their stories get confusing, and we get tired of you getting all excited about one, and then we never hear about her again." When your life is only the problems on your TV, you miss out on all the beauty of it. And today, that's what I see. If there's a problem on my TV that I'm focusing on, then I'm missing all the beauty of my life. And the real hurt, the real pain, is to have someone you love in your life and to not see them. It's horrible to have some issue with my wife, because then I can't see how beautiful she is. What a great wife and mother and daughter and sister and friend. Then I can't see those things. So that's what motivates me then to see that one problem. And often if I do have some issue with my wife or my friend, whenever the thing itself is fixed, for example, occasionally I'll get mad at someone in my life, like my wife or my mom, and they'll apologize right away and say, "I'm sorry, you're right, I shouldn't have done that." And I'll still be mad. And then it exposes the core of the problem. Because they're done with it, they've admitted it, they've moved on, and there's no more reason to be mad at them. Then the core of the problem is exposed. This happened one day. I think I was mad at my mom on this day in particular. And she had said she was sorry or something in a text message. And I was driving to one of my AA meetings. I looked up in the sky and I said, "I'm not mad at my mom anymore, but God, you still messed this up. You still didn't do this right." And then I'm like, man, here we are again. Same problem, different exact look to it. Same functionality, different details in it. And then I said something like, "I'm sorry, God, I don't know why I keep having a problem with how you've done things. Everything's so nice and I still find something wrong with it." And the beauty of this is it doesn't matter how many problems you've had. It doesn't matter all the things that went wrong in your life. It doesn't matter all that. In fact, all those things will actually be a resume for you to help people if you can see this one problem functionality. If your life isn't a function of your one problem, then everything you've been through puts you in a perfect position to help someone. I'm grateful for Dave for all of my experiences as an alcoholic, because I'm in a very good position to help other people who are just coming off the street, who have been drinking and drugging themselves nearly to death. I'm in a good position to both listen to them and share my experience with getting sober. If I hadn't been through the hundreds, if not thousands, of awful things and hangovers and just disgusting ways of living, I wouldn't be equipped to help anyone else. So today, I pray to remember that there's only ever one problem in my life. And that one problem is basically me against the world. The whole universe is wrong. I pray today to let go of my rebellion against the world and to lovingly accept everything how it is, not with the resentment in the back of my mind, but to lovingly accept that everything's how it's supposed to be today, as if I'd chosen it that way. Because then there's no problems left in my life. There's only opportunities to be of service. Thank you very much for listening to this today. I hope it's helpful for you. I've enjoyed talking with you about this. I make podcast episodes that I hope help you feel loved in your life. I would love to hear your stories. The best place for you to contact me is on Patreon, because I get very few messages on there, and you can only message me once you've essentially hired me to keep making these episodes for you. For as little as $1 a month, you can support and my ability to keep creating these. I don't run any ads, and then you can message me on there. You also can send me an email to podcast@jerrybanfield.com. If you have a story you'd like to share with me, I enjoy listening to your stories. I read a story yesterday from a fellow listener that touched me a lot and that I really appreciate, and it helps me see the value of this podcast for you as well as for me today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great day today.